Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the website. And I don't know if there are any other talk shows that will let you do that to their sites. All of the information that you see there in the main page, the main column of our site at freetalklive.com, all created by listeners like you. Somebody found, perhaps it was you. For instance, might find something online you think's interesting, you want to share it with us and the rest of our listeners. You submit it as show prep to the website, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike whatever it is that you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. As always, there is much to discuss this evening. The Postal Service posting a $2.2 billion loss. We'll give you some details on that here in a little bit. But by the way, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So 800-259-9231. Julia, always nice to have you in here. So appreciate you coming in this week. We had Dale take some time off. He was gone to the Gay Lexicon, which apparently is a some kind of a, I guess, a
gay comic.
Yeah, comic book convention. Sci-fi convention.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll hear all about that next week when he comes back. CNN Money reporting that the U.S. Postal Service continues to hemorrhage money with a loss of $2.2 billion in the most recent quarter. Now, if you were running a company and you were losing $2.2 billion a quarter, that's significant.
You started with a big company, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Walmart and you're losing $2.2 billion per quarter, something's wrong. And you need to change the way you do things.
Right. I was going to say you have to make some major changes if you're losing that much. I think that if you lost that one quarter, people would in a regular business, would instantly start looking at changes. It wouldn't continue, hopefully,
right,
from quarter to quarter.
And this is not news. I mean, this is almost not news because it is happening from quarter to quarter.
Right, and that's the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, if you talk about the post office here on the show, it won't be too long before some postal employee or management in the post office...
Or running in the black!
Or somebody... No, they say, look, the post office is a private company where, you know, we've been cut off from the federal government since the 70s or something like that. And you know, you can try to come up with the facts as best you can. I can't say I'm a scholar of the post office, but I've read some reports here and there. Then you get into a battle with this person, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, that didn't happen. Oh, yes, it did. You know, like the back and forth. Oh, no, we don't take money from the government for this or that,
yes,
or the other thing.
Claims. Is it the,
and it goes back and forth.
Separate.
And I have no idea. I mean, how am I going to prove that? There are academics out there doing scholarly work. This person claims to work for the post office. They're getting some kind of information, whether it's twisted or right or whatever it is. I have no idea. But you really have to ask yourself, when the numbers come down like this, $2.2 billion loss. And when was the last time you heard about the post office running in the black? I mean, really?
Just
when
for
they...
the postal employees, they'll claim that they're running in the black.
Well, yeah, but when did you ever see the post office, you know, post online, hey, we had a profitable third quarter? I have never heard that in my life. All I've ever heard is posts like this. Every quarter, you know, I don't pay close attention, but every time I hear about it, the post office lost this much money or that much money. They need to raise stamps. They have to go to Congress to raise stamps for this reason or that reason. And
I think they're losing $24 million a day. $24 million a day, if that's the...
You know, you can't run like that and not be getting bailed out somehow. I don't know where the bailouts are coming from. Is the post office getting cheap prints? That's what I read. I read the government's giving them cheap prints. I don't know. I can't prove it. Is the post office having its pension paid off by the government? That's what I read. I don't know.
So let me give you a little more information here. Again, from the CNN Money piece, the National Mail Service said on Tuesday that it expects to have a cash shortfall and reach its statutory borrowing limit by the time its fiscal year ends in September. This means the agency could be forced to default on some of its payments to the federal government, because who's loaning them the money? Who else would loan them that kind of money? What crazy bank would you know, so the postal service agent, you know, the postmaster general comes into their office and, you know, asks for a loan and shows them their books, and they're losing $2.2 billion a quarter. What madman would loan them anything?
Not a single one.
Right. It's the federal government taking your tax dollars and just shoveling them into a fire.
I think you'd have to actually find madmen. And then I want to know what they would do. Find me some crazy people. Go to the craziest crazy house around and say, hey, you know, here's how much money the post office is losing every month. Want to loan them some money? Here, we'll just let you write the check for the government. And I'd be really interested. I mean, I don't think anybody would do this.
The Postmaster General said the service is still seeking changes to federal laws that would allow it to change its business model and potentially save enough money to avoid a default. So,
why do you need laws to change a business model? Can't you just change a business model if it's not working?
Well, right. If you were a really separate private organization, then yeah, you should be able to just change whatever it is you need to change without going to the legislature to ask permission first before you can change your business model. So clearly they are not in any way a truly independent entity.
I think what happened, and this is just me going on, you know, stuff that I've read in the past, is that at some point they went quasi-private. And in going quasi-private, they had these rules that they had to follow. Nobody would set up a business delivering first-class mail across town for the same rate that they would deliver first-class mail across a country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the same rate that you would send from Miami to Anchorage is the same rate that you send from Miami to Hialeah. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Hialeah is another place in Florida.
Fine. Liberty City. Okay. West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
It's the same rate. It makes no sense.
The Postal Service may return to financial stability only through significant changes to the laws that limit flexibility and impose undue financial burdens, according to the Postmaster General. At issue, apparently, is a 2006 law requiring the service to pay between $5.4 and $5.8 billion into its prepaid retiree health benefits each year. In addition, the agency is seeking congressional approval to eliminate Saturday mail service. Now, this hasn't worked for radio. Now, I obviously I'm intimately familiar with the radio business. That's what I've been doing for my entire adult life. And the business model of let's cut our way to success is generally not a very good way to go about. Like, you've got problems in your business. Something's wrong. You know, sales are down or whatever the issues are. Something's wrong. So instead of fixing the root of the problem, you just cut staff or cut whatever whatever it is you can cut. You cut that and expect that that's going to solve the problem. And it hasn't. That has not worked for the radio business because it doesn't fix the product. It doesn't fix the root issues. You're just trimming off the edges and you're trying to stay afloat while not actually changing the way you do business. And that's what they're talking about doing here. Well, let's just cut out 1/6 of our day, of our daily or weekly tasks, and that'll help save us, a few billion dollars, $3 billion.
I don't know. I think that you can, obviously in companies you have to trim the fat. And the biggest fat that goes into the United States Postal Service is employees. Now, honestly, the postal employees are quite thin. They walk around a lot. But
not all of them.
They get paid.
Around here in Keene, New Hampshire, they walk around a lot, but in many, many places they're in trucks.
I haven't seen a fat postal worker, but that doesn't mean they don't exist. Mm-hmm.
They're walking around a lot.
Right. One of the things that one could do is trim the fat in this area and, send these folks. Some of them need to go home. There's these non-contract employees. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Thanks for your service. Goodbye. You'd send those people home. They don't have the union. They're not as hard to fire because they're not union employees. Secondly, a lot of those union employees are going bye-bye. They're getting old. No one's getting hired by the union anymore. They're all getting hired as contract employees. The post office should deliver on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to some address, to half the addresses, and Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays to the other half of the addresses. If you trim fat, you really will make the organization more lean, more mean, and it'll take longer for it to destroy itself.
But how many of their employees are hourly versus salaried? It's government we're talking about here. More coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So, by the way, the features on the site include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, an average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit JurisDictionary.com there. Download their free tools they have there for you. It's the free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and then buy the course, JurisDictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live when you check out. Just to let them know that you heard it here, JurisDictionary.com.
So the post office is, as we report from time to time, this is a couple times a year you'll hear an update on the post office here on this program because they just keep hemorrhaging cash. In this case, it's $2.2 billion down the drain, according to CNN Money. And, oh, that's in the last quarter. So take that out across an entire year, and you're looking at, you know, almost $10 billion a year that they're losing. And according to the post office, they have got to pay approximately $5.8 billion just in retiree health benefits each year. And like a lot of government agencies, the package that the employees get is sweet, man. I mean, you get sweet coverage when you're working for them. And
the
then,
union employees, but they've been hiring a lot more of like these contract employees that don't get near the benefits. They don't get a full day's work and that kind of thing. And when we were leaving, you mentioned, do government employees get paid hourly? Do post office employees get paid hourly?
Yeah, how many of them?
And my suggestion that they work from, you know, that they deliver Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to one to half the addresses, and Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays to the other half, you were saying, well, do they work hourly? And I'm not sure that they do or they don't. What I'm suggesting is that they can do this attrition thing, because you can't fire union employees unless they've, you know, sacrificed a chicken on the altar or something like that right there in the middle of the post office. So what you would do is you would allow them to drift away through an attrition and hopefully make the business more efficient over time. That's all you can really do.
The post office, it's pretty much, I feel like we'll eventually get to a point like with the government-operated telephone systems that they used to have where you just don't need the post office anymore. Because I was thinking about it earlier, and I rarely get any mail ever because everything's done electronically now as far as bills, so I don't get any statements or anything like that in the mail. And who sends me a letter ever?
Do you have like a regular mailbox on the house?
I have a regular mailbox at the house, and I think it's mostly empty. The mailbox, by the way, or the mailman, by the way, is a real jerk. He always leaves the mailbox open. He doesn't close the lid ever, and the mail gets disgustingly wet. So he's not doing a very good job anyway.
We'll just have him fired.
I get junk mail every day.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask about, is because to me, the post office has turned into essentially an ad venue, a delivery system for junk mail, whether it's pizza ads or Chinese food restaurant ads or car washes or carpet cleaning or whatever it is that they deliver. They deliver a lot of that, and those people get bulk mail rates. So they send out at half price or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but they get a discount. Whereas if I want to send a note to my grandma saying, "Hi, Granny, I love you," I've got to pay full boat. So in some small way, I'm subsidizing my own junk mail, and I hate that.
I hate it. I hate it
junk
so
mail,
much.
Junk mail, if they're going to deliver it, it should be at a higher rate.
Didn't you not put a mailbox up at your house?
Yes, I don't have a mailbox up at my house because my experience is what yours is that, you know, mostly I don't get mail that I want to get out there, I don't enjoy the experience of going out to the road and getting, you know, a handful of junk mail.
You can generally, even when you sign up for things like insurance, you can sign for everything electronically now.
Mm,
I mean, almost everything you can do is on the computer, so you barely need a mailbox.
Really, I mean, the post office, you're absolutely right. It's really a relic at this point. It's like, it's equivalent to the newspaper. I mean, there are people that are maybe in the older brackets that might still use it to send letters because maybe they haven't come on board with, technology.
Or they don't have somebody's email address.
But a lot of those users are going to die off in the future, and that's the problem the newspapers are facing as well.
Right. If I have to ship a package, if it's one that I don't care about and I'm willing to send it USPS, like sometimes I'll sell things on eBay and they want to pay the the lowest shipping rate, and sure, it's their responsibility if it gets lost.
Yep.
I still won't set foot in the post office. I'll go to a private, like a mailboxes, et cetera, mm-hmm, because I hate being in the post office so much.
And you'll
much.
Pay the extra because they'll, pay they'll the charge extra. You a surcharge at those places.
Yeah, they do charge more. I think it's like a dollar or something, but it's worth not having to, like, you
wait
don't have
line.
To wait, and the people are pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just worth, I don't think I'll ever set foot in a post office again. I don't
I
see
hate
any
it when,
reason to.
I hate it when I get the, what is it, the, I don't know what it's called, the registered
certified
mail.
Certified mail.
Little peach
yeah.
piece of paper where it says, report to the post office, we've got some crap for you.
Yep.
Right. Well, I mean, it wasn't crap. It was silver from Midas Resources. Because apparently you can't send silver and gold through FedEx or UPS or something like that,
yeah.
which is very upsetting to me. I don't know why that is. Is that some kind of federal law that you can't send silver and gold through private shipping services? Why is that?
I don't know the
Does
reason.
Anyone know that? Can you please explain it to me? But anyway, so they put this piece of paper in there, and I say to my private mailbox, because I have a private mailbox, and I say to my private mailbox people, is there no way you can accept these for me? And they said, no. The post office requires that the person who is recipient, I cannot have an agent receive that for me. I have to go to the post office in person to receive that mail.
They have all kinds of stupid rules like that. Like if you have a post office box, and some things they won't sign for it for you. If you have a private mailbox, they'll sign for some packages
Correct.
For you. But
the post office can't even accept packages.
Yep.
No, they won't even take packages from FedEx or UPS.
Right.
Really?
So if you have the option of going to one of these stores that has mailboxes in it and having a mailbox there, or getting a mailbox at the post office, always go to the store because the rates tend to be cheaper.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do they charge for PO box?
UPS there, you can get FedEx there, you can get all stuff. Don't ever get a PO box.
I've never even considered getting
PO
a PO box.
PO box is also you. Can't use the address in a lot of situations,
yeah.
but if you have one of the mailboxes, it just looks like an apartment.
Right. Yeah, I've never even looked into what it costs to get a PO box, but I pay $7 a month
it's
for my private
more
mailbox.
More than that. I had one once when I was young, like 18. I just wanted my own mailbox because I was still living with my parents,
yeah.
and I want to say that it was like $30 or something like
Jeez.
That for maybe...
They've got momentum. That's what
yeah.
they've got. You know, when you think about going and getting a box, you generally think about
right.
going to the post office and getting it.
Most people don't know. Yeah, they just don't know that you can get a private mailbox, or they yep. don't understand the benefits of having one over a PO box.
You're absolutely right. I picked up somebody today because there was an issue with her car and she needed a ride, so I picked her up and I stopped by my private mailbox, and she was just bewildered by this, you know, this neat idea that you can pay this small amount of money every month and have people actually receive packages for you, because it's nice not having them leave a package like right out on your front porch.
Yeah, getting rained
on. Or not delivering it
yeah.
because you have to sign for it.
Yep, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Your experiences with the Postal Service, maybe you worked for them. Maybe you still do. You're welcome to bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you are invited to dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site there at the top. You can click, and then if you want, you can go into the archives section and go all the way back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all the products. New products in almost every day. Check them out at LibertyManiacs.com. And we actually got some T-shirts here from LibertyManiacs.com, and I'm pleased with mine.
They're very sharp.
Yep.
I like lots of sharp, smart sayings on them as well. So
check them out.
Yeah, go see them over at LibertyManiacs.com. And 800-259-9231 is the number. Let's go to your phone calls. Post office losing $2.2 billion in just the last quarter alone. They don't know, you know, they've got some ideas as to what they can do, but apparently they have to ask the government's permission first, because they're not really as independent as they might like you to believe, before they can change their business model. In the meantime, they'll continue hemorrhaging cash, which, of course, you're paying for, whether you use their service or not. Let's continue with Chris, listening in Maryland. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
I just want to let your people know, if they're government employees, I'm sorry to hear the background noise at the bus. I'm on my way home from work. but we were talking about this government snatching of the federal employee pension funds. I just want to let the people know that it is the G fund of the TSP, the G fund, which is the securities fund of the TSP that the government has started as of Monday raiding to fund the federal government.
What is a TSP?
It's the Thrift Savings Plan for federal employees, all federal employees and military.
So I heard something about, this is like news today, right, where the government has gone in, they're going in, and they're just going to take money out of pension funds to fund the current operations. Is that the idea?
Yes. It came out in a Washington Times news report on Sunday. It was updated yesterday, and today it was big news where I work at Walter Reed. We were discussing about it.
Mm.
And it is the G fund, the G fund of the TSP, which...
So you work for the federal government?
Yes.
What are your coworkers saying about this?
They think it's absolutely insane. They're like, hey, when the government starts talking about taking my money, they're getting their attention. Finally,
right. I mean,
now,
you know, people aren't working, mostly aren't working for the government because they're passionate about it. They're working for the government because it's a good, stable job that pays well.
Or so they thought.
Right, exactly. And these thrift savings plans... Basically, what happens is, like, for example, I contribute to the I Fund, which is international fund, and on my funds, I dictate, okay, 100% of the money that I contribute, the government matches it. Well, they also match 1% of that to put into the G Fund, so I have something in the G Fund anyway, and they're going to rob that to pay the government with this, I guess you could say, flimsy, you know, dust in the wind kind of an excuse of, we're going to pay you back.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, really?
Just like they did Social Security, you know?
Are they really saying that they're gonna make it up to you at some point?
Yeah, right. Now, with the fluctuating or the fall of the dollar, and if the dollar becomes worthless by the time they pay us back, what good is it anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Great point. Obviously, the government continues to print out money, which, of course, increases the money supply, and thereby that's inflation, and so makes it so those dollars will be worthless. So you might be able to buy a hamburger when they finally pay all that money back if things continue to get worse. And it sure as heck doesn't look like it's going to get much better for the dollar. I mean, historically, it has lost, what, 96% of its value or something like that ever since they took away the precious metal backing. So, you know, what can you really do about that, though? I mean, as a government employee, you may have a contract with them, but it's a contract with the state, and they have the privilege of, well, pretty much doing whatever it is they want to, right? I mean, you can't sue them over this. It's their court system. It's their system, and they have the prerogative to change their agreement at any time arbitrarily, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly. They have a lot of tort laws where you can't sue the federal government, like, for example, when I was disabled by the Army, I couldn't sue the government for any kind of negligence because I was a government employee, and you're not allowed to sue the federal government. But in this case, I just want to make sure that anybody out there listening out there knows that it's the G Fund of the TSP that's being hit as of Monday because we had no money or we couldn't borrow any more money. And I would suggest anyone shove it into the I Fund, or it's even been suggested just to take a penalty hit and get it out of
and get the cash. Probably
right.
Not a bad. That's probably not a bad idea at all. I mean, to leave any of it in their hands would just tempt them more into using whatever the I Fund is or whatever the other funds are. Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate the kind of the inside scoop there from somebody actually working for the federal government. You know, people, they think that the government is strong financially. They think that, well, you know, they can always just tax their way out. If they run out of cash, they can just get more by taxing it. And for the longest time, that was true. For the longest time, that actually works. I mean, for the longest time, they paid out, and then life was good, and it was just...
Well, that's Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes work initially, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all the government is. The government is a income...
It's a legal one.
Yeah, an income redistribution system. There are people who take money from some people, keep money for themselves, and give it to other people. And that's how it works.
I mean, how many times have we seen this happen? Not just in the financial aspects, but just the idea of government changing the deal. So, for instance, Social Security recipients, they're told one thing about, oh, yeah, just work till you're 65. Well, now they're talking about raising the retirement age or cutting the benefits. Well, yeah, we'll pay you out this much. Well, no. When it actually comes time, well, it turns out it's 70, and the retirement and the amount they're paying out is lower than what they'd originally promised. And there's nothing you can do about it.
What bothers me about it is the sense of entitlement that it gives people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can understand being aggravated about not getting your benefits because they have been taking it from you for a long time. And I think people in I'm 26, I think people in my generation, it's pretty much just known that we're not going to get Social Security. And you know, people who are older, they kind of, they have always been told that they're going to get this money. So when you say that they're going to get cut, it scares them because that's a lot of what they have. Some of them, it's all of what they have, and that's what they live off.
Yeah.
But the sense of entitlement, I find irritating. Like, that's the thought of taking that away, you know, that, no, I earned this, I deserve this. It just,
well, I think they do deserve it because the government took it away,
and I agree with that.
But the problem is that the expectation is that I'm going to pay it. Now, I've opted out of Social Security a long time ago, but I can do that because I'm self-employed. Somebody who's employed by somebody else, they don't have the option of
opting out.
They're
getting taxed 15% every paycheck.
They don't have the option of opting out.
They cut it down this year, 2%. We got 2% of our paychecks back.
For real?
Mm-hmm. We got a letter in January.
This is a little bump from the government, but I think you might have to pay it off during your income tax. I don't know. I mean, I don't take tax advice from me. But as I understand that that's the case, there's a little bump in your paycheck to stimulate.
So as another example of government changing the rules or changing the deal is the people that were stop-lossed. Remember those stories from Iraq
from the military,
and Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Well, the military members, you're told when you sign up, yeah, we're in for 4 years, and then four more years on top of that is the ready reserves or whatever the deal is. And then, oh, well, turns out we need you a little longer than we originally had planned, so you're not going anywhere, buddy. And then they're just stuck. The military member is stuck, and unless they want to go AWOL or whatever, which apparently we've talked to somebody before and it's not as bad
quite a few people actually before.
But nonetheless, the point being that they tell you one thing, they do another. You have no standing to sue because it's the government and it's their system, and you're screwed, man. If you count on them for anything, you better look out.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So then you take that entitlement mentality, and then what happens to those people when those entitlements are pulled out from underneath them, they are going to be livid.
Yep. And they're not entitlements. They're empty promises made to you by the government.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. You can't trust a criminal gang to honor its agreements. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got various features there, and we give them to you free. Now, if you like the fact that we do that, you like the fact that that's all free for you, then you can voluntarily support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com and helping get the word out about Free Talk Live, bringing more internet listeners on board, bringing more radio stations on board. You can do that via flyers and business cards and calling your local talk stations, and there's details and that stuff over at promote.freetalklive.com. And there's a reason to use the snail mail service, because we do still ship out bumper stickers to folks. So we were talking about the Postal Service losing $2.2 billion in the last quarter alone, and how it's basically a glorified ad venue. And indeed, today when I went to my mailbox to check my mail, I pretty much check my mail once a week for the most part. I had an advertisement or two and one request for a bumper sticker. And that was pretty much, oh, and a package of some sort. So that was pretty much it.
Well, you know, these the advertisements that you get are actually people who've bought lists as opposed to just kind of somebody who's
bulk
gotten...
Bulk mail, right.
Bulk mail, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the bulk mail at the mailbox,
right.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So another reason, yet another reason to have a private mailbox.
No bulk mail.
So 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue here with your calls and talk to Roy, listening in Michigan. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Your question about why does the post office have to do the delivery of the gold?
Yeah.
First, you have to know, in 1933, they confiscated all the gold, and they... gave dictatorial powers to the president, and they put us into a state of emergency that we have been in. Each president proclaims it by, you know, war on terror, war on drugs.
Well, there are multiple states of emergency, and none of them have ever ended, or very few. I guess some of them have, but there's always some sort of state of emergency. I think you're right about that.
That's because the Supreme Court ruled that they could only hold this position as long as we were in a state of emergency. So they have just perpetuated the state of emergency to keep us there.
Mm-hmm.
But by taking it through the post office, then what happened to them last time, some of the people did not turn their gold in.
Quite a few,
and
I would imagine.
This time they will know exactly where you're at. And,
the reason that they're doing it is because the post office wants to know where you are.
I
don't think that the post office knows that it's gold or silver that is being shipped. I mean, it's still being shipped in a nondescript box for the most part.
They never send it to you without having it insured. And but when they insure it, they
declare what the item is.
Declare what it is, so they know. But regardless, I know a postmaster back in the area that I'm in, and he told me in his safe he has the executive orders. I can't remember the number of them, but he has plenty of backup that the time is going to come that he's going to have to institute these. You can look them up by going to the Federal Registry and
institute what?
That they're going to take and to use the post offices to do the separation of the people. And
what do you mean by that? Separation of the people?
The executive orders call for the report to the post office, and they will make the determination of where you're going to go to camp.
Now, what do you believe would precipitate this? I mean, your claim is that these orders exist. So, what do you believe that the excuse is going to be for something? I mean, that's a pretty outrageous claim for most people to hear. So,
it's not my claim. This is just something that is in the executive orders. And
you're saying that your friend is a postmaster general from where?
He's not a general. He's just a postmaster
for
the area that I'm in.
Right. So,
and he is in contact with people in the one county over from where I live.
So what is the suggestion here as far as, like, why they would be doing this? Is it some kind of terrorism excuse or what?
Well, yes. Accelerated state of emergency has all been provided for. And if you start looking at your executive orders, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, they're not my executive orders. I didn't write them.
No, I mean their executive orders.
Right. So what is the – I mean, can you kind of paint a picture for me here? I mean, what are we supposed to expect? Like some kind of terrorism strike to occur, and then they're going to open up some kind of camps for people? I mean, who's going to go into the camps, et cetera? Do you know any of that? Can you speculate?
What they're doing right now, this is – the postmaster also told me this, that he has – many law enforcement guys who are coming in to get their mail at the post office there. And he said that that they have been talking to him and telling him that when the civil unrest happens, that they are being instructed to shoot to kill.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Very, you know, intimidating suggestions there. Obviously it's hearsay. You know, I heard something recently through email by somebody that I know, and I don't know that guy, but by somebody that I know from around here in New Hampshire who claims that his wife works for Walmart. And the claim is that Walmart has sent around some sort of notice to let their stores know that at some point there's going to be a new currency that will be issued. Like some kind of currency without faces on it or something. I forget all the details about what it supposedly entails. But the suggestion was that I was going to be sent this document and that, you know, some sort of evidence that this is actually happening. And I have no reason to disbelieve this person, but still, it is still hearsay, right? So there's no real other evidence besides somebody saying that these things are happening.
Yeah, it's like getting forwarded something in your email. People making claims. And I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me, the whole idea of putting people in camps, though. Because if you were going, let's say you had a bunch of slaves, and some kind of threat occurs to the plantation. And I'm just going to use sort of antebellum chattel slavery analogies here. Would you huddle the slaves into the house? Or would you set them out to the borders of the property and give them sharp sticks in order to fight off whatever the thing is that's bad out there?
Yeah, and it would cost a lot of money if you stopped the working, too.
I mean, the slaves generate money for you. Why would you want to put them in camps where they generate no money and then they can't feed themselves? If you want them to work in the factories or whatever, you need factories. Where are these factories that are being built that are going to churn out tanks or ICBM missiles or or ICBMs, because M is for missile, or whatever it is that they're going to be churning out. I think that this is fear-mongering. I don't know, but I think that's what it sounds like to me, the idea that they're going to put us all in camps.
You know, if you don't give it much thought, I think that people associate, you know, fascism with Nazis, and Nazis put some people in camps, so people
Did the American government.
I do know that, yes. But, you know, they translate that, well, we're going in a more fascist direction pretty soon. We're going to be in camps. But, first of all, obviously we're in very different times, and I feel like that's not really going to fly as
easily. I think they get away with it. And who would they put in the camps?
It's hard to say. I mean, they do things every day that are so outrageous, and they get away with it all the time. But camps in a day and age with...
I could see it happening...
To a minority.
Right, to, like, the Muslims or the immigrants or one of these other groups that the government has targeted as the scapegoat for all of society's problems.
Or the domestic terrorists in the form of, militia members or something like that.
Right,
yeah.
I could see them painting this scary picture for people and then, you know, having them say, well, boy, good thing the government's around to put those scary people in camps. But the idea that just people are going to be ordered
right.
to report
everybody's
to a FEMA
going
camp.
To camps.
Right?
You know, because, I mean... Stefan Molyneux does a really great series on sort of the world farm, the human mm-hmm. farm, and talking about, you know, our superiors using us as livestock or cattle.
Yeah.
You know, livestock doesn't operate as well in more closed environments. Humans do not operate as well in closed environments as they do in open ones. If you believe that you're free, you're going to work much harder and be more productive. What do you want? Do you want 90% of a slave who's unproductive, or do you want 50% or 60%, it's hard to say how much of with taxes, how much the government truly gets, 60% of the wages of a slave who's ultra productive.
Maybe they could put them in charge of the post, give them post office jobs. Let's talk to Sam listening in Washington. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Angelia and Mark. Sam dropped off the line, although his claim was that the caller a moment ago was wrong about his claims about gold and silver and shipping them through the Postal Service. And I would say that guy definitely qualified as a conspiracy theorist caller.
My best guess is that that's some sort of a federal regulation. Silver and gold shipping.
That sounds right.
That's a guess. I don't know.
At the very least, he was kind of making it sound like, you have to put insurance on and you have to claim what's in there. That makes sense to me. And, you know, does the government love to check, to have more information? It does. It makes sense to me the government would want to know who is buying gold and silver just because they can.
800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls and your thoughts. And coming up, Smoking Smarties. We'll talk about it.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.